ABC Radio Australia.
Micronesian countries remain firm on their decision to leave the region's peak body, the Pacific Islands Forum. Leaders from Nauru, Palau, Kiribati, Marshall Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia virtually met last week for their annual summit. The Micronesian countries make up a third of the forum's members, but they fell out with other leaders at the start of this year when their candidate for the Secretary General was overlooked. And for more on what the five Micronesian leaders discussed on this, as well as climate change, transport and trade, I'm joined now by the President of Federated States of Micronesia, David Panuelo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Firstly, President Panuelo, why are the Micronesian leaders committed still to leaving the forum?
Well, it's a decision that was made, some time back by our collective MBS group, the Micronesian President's Summit members. And we recently held our 20th MBS from Tuesday to Thursday last week. And so that commitment remains the same. We were appreciative that the Prime Minister of Fiji, Bainimarama, engaged us during that meeting through a very courteous exchange. And as current chairman of the forum, he's proposing that we hold regular high-level talks to continue to discuss those proposed reforms to make the BIF more equitable in representation.
So is there still a pathway forward then for reconciliation?
Well, what we discuss is that we know that there are proposed reforms that the forum is considering, but nothing is taken up in terms of adoption to make those reforms more concrete. So I guess what he's proposing is that we continue to talk about those proposed reforms and what the additional needs from the Micronesian group that we'd like to advance so that this can progress forward for the action of the Pacific Islands Forum.
And in the discussion with the other Micronesian leaders, did you have any timeline set out, or could you tell us what those proposed reforms are that you're waiting to see eventuate?
Well, the timeline, as you know, all of us have completed our internal processes of, getting decision done. We formally submitted the renunciation documents, and I think those would be expiring or reaching that 1 year timeline. Micronesia will reach its timeline by February 14 to make it official, our exit, and the rest of the countries, Palau, Marshall Islands, Nauru, and Kiribati, will follow because our internal processes took a little bit time apart to reach those formal decisions. So those are the timelines. And the reforms, of course, it includes a main issue is equitable representation by the sub-regions of Micronesia in heading the BIF, the Secretary General. I think Australia proposed an idea of having a sub-office of the Pacific Islands Forum in Micronesia. I'm not sure if that's a formal proposal or not, how it's going to be funded. And those kind of issues remains unresolved until the forum takes action on them and presents those reforms to the membership of the Micronesian President's Summit.
Now, I understand that one of the key issues on the agenda was Nauru's president talking about intrusive geopolitics as something that would be discussed between the leaders. What was shared on this between you?
Well, you know, the region, the entire Pacific region has its own dynamics in terms of its relations with the bigger donor nations and development partners. The freely associated states countries has a very good relationship with the United States as being a traditional partner through our compacts of free association. And some of us have also delegated defense responsibilities to the United States. Similarly, we do have close ties with Australia, Japan, People's Republic of China, while some of the Pacific Island countries do have strong relations with Japan, Australia, and Taiwan. So those, I'm not sure what the specifically geopolitics is being discussed outside of our MPS region, but the MPS region is a very peaceful region. We want to keep it that way. And our alliance with the countries around us that comes in and has activities within the region, we make sure that our national interests comes first to protect our, you know, our exclusive economic zones. We talked about the regional security throughout the region. And Australia plays also a big role in the security of our region. Just recently, Nauru, Kiribati, and Palau acquired their Guardian-class patrol boats. The Federated States of Micronesia will be having those boats delivered next year in March and August, respectively. We're getting two Guardian-class vessels, and we've increased our law enforcement cooperation with Australia in our recent talks. And so that's a very positive area to look at to combat high UU transnational crimes, look at the other related drug trafficking, human trafficking. And so these issues were highlighted during the recent 20th MPS meeting we had. We also invited the Kiribati and Nauru to join the Micronesian Transnational Crime Unit, an entity that continues to share intelligence and information to cooperate in the areas of transnational crimes.
You were saying just there that a lot of it was discussing how it's a peaceful region, a lot of the alliances you have to keep that peace. Is there a country or a specific activities that threaten that peace at the moment?
Well, for our region, there's no threat for the Federated States of Micronesia, including the FAS. Our ties with the United States is a very close alliance. You know that we are considered as part of the homeland. We recently held with the United States a high-level defense talks, and the U.S. has confirmed that when they protect Micronesia and the bigger Micronesian region, they consider us as part of the homeland, meaning we're part of the either the U.S. States when it comes to defense matters. And so those ties have been traditionally embedded in our compacts of free association, respectively, FSM, Palau, and Marshall Islands. And so we've talked about the security to cooperate further towards our maritime areas. And COVID-19 is also an issue of security with the spread of a pandemic. And we're fortunate that FSM is currently, and most of the MPS countries are currently, if not all, are currently COVID-19 free. We're trying to reach herd immunity in the vaccination, and we're getting there. Palau is leading with almost 100% herd immunity that they've reached. FSM is around 70-60, respectively, on first dose and second dose throughout our population. And these are refreshing accomplishments that we've made to make sure that our citizens are moving from COVID-free to COVID-protected.
And just on COVID-19, speaking there, you said that quite a few Micronesian countries have been pretty lucky, haven't been super affected by the virus. But are you concerned at all in terms of borders remaining closed? Where does FSM stand on that?
We are slowly opening our borders. You may be aware that going back to May of this year, several months ago, we've started our repatriation process. And currently, we've brought in excess of 700 of our citizens and residents who are working in our country. So two flights are scheduled for the month for the capital in Pone Bay, Federated States of Micronesia. And those will include 60-plus residents and workers who are based here on the 16th of the month and then on the 30th of the month. And the 30th of the month, we have a lot of the essential workers who have been stranded outside coming back into our country, engineers who are helping our, bigger projects that are ongoing in the country. So it's continuing, and As soon as we reach a level of herd immunity that's going to vaccinate the majority of our population, we can begin to relax our health protocols so that travel can be a lot more easier. And we hope the world all over that we all can accomplish that so that COVID can subside and we come back to some form of normalcy.
Yeah, many Pacific nations, of course, holding out that they can reopen those borders for tourism. And I myself, along with many other people, obviously hoping to be able to eventually get to travel to the Pacific as well. President Panuelo, thank you so very much for joining me here on Pacific Beat this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. Be safe and keep healthy and safe. Thank you so much.